USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The man accused of killing one person and injuring four others in a Midtown Atlanta hospital shooting spree is still on the run. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
You see the individual that you have seen his face, you've seen his photo and his clothing. Please do not approach, but do call 911.
24-year-old Deion Patterson is wanted in connection with that shooting in the waiting room at the hospital where he may have been to undergo a mental evaluation. Police believe Patterson carjacked a vehicle and fled the area. That car has been found abandoned. Interest rates are going up again. The Federal Reserve has announced they're raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Recent reports show inflation is cooling, but it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. They're unlikely allies in Congress, but Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is teaming up with Republican Matt Gaetz to try and stop members of Congress from being able to trade stocks. The pair introduced legislation called the Bipartisan Restoring Faith in Government Act. It would ban members of Congress and their spouses from trading stocks. It's the nightmare date. That's what some congressional Republicans are calling next week's end of Title 42. The public health rule has been used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
What is currently a flood of humanity coming across the border is getting ready to become a tsunami.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas said sending troops to the border is just a symbolic move that will do nothing to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. And New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden is partly to blame for last week's deadly shooting north of Houston, where a man in the U.S. illegally killed five of his neighbors.
Because under Joe Biden's open border policy, ICE is prevented from deporting dangerous illegal immigrants.
The accused gunman, Francisco Oropeza, had been deported four times before. Each time he was able to sneak back across the border into the U.S. He was caught last night after a days-long manhunt. The wife of that man who killed five of his neighbors north of Houston has been arrested. Divamara Lamar Nava was taken into custody today, accused of hiding Francisco Oropeza in the home where he was arrested last night. Nava denies ever knowing Oropeza's whereabouts while he was on the run or hiding him in that home. Competing with China is the focus of Senate Democrats. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're preparing a package of bills to make sure the U.S. stays in the lead over China.
Time's not on our side. The Xi regime is working every day to catch up and surpass the United States.
Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China, deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan, and tighten rules to block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. It's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees today saying they're shutting down because they can't secure any additional financing or find a buyer. Jenny Craig has been in business for 40 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.